Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Third down, Pickett back. He fires, he completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett, first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
How about Kenny yesterday? And Tanner,
Kenny,
welcome back.
Kenny, two gloves.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Saquon. Should Eagles let him go for the record? We are aligned as a show movement today. Run, Saquon, run for the all-time rushing record this coming Sunday against the Giants. But, Hugh, early in that game yesterday, it was like, a bunch of different stories eventually played out, right? They win the division. That's the big story.
Mm-hmm.
Second
one
is
T-shirt and hats.
T-shirt and hats. They got Saquon over 2,000. He's in range now to go for the record this coming weekend. The other story early was, it's kind of a slow start, right? Things aren't moving. They went three and out. The defense, although CJ Gigi had to pick six, they got the ball moved on them for two
the
straight drives.
The offense was sputtering, though.
They were. I mean, they had a three and out both possessions. But then that second quarter started. And Kenny Pickett got going. I was surprised, and I was really impressed with how well he played, especially, Hugh, when you factor in, according to Mike Florio, and I think Darius Slay kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit, he was playing with a broken rib. I mean, like, Kenny Pickett was in pain. He got hit hard a couple times. I thought he played really well for the, two-plus quarters he went there. I liked the way Pickett played.
Yeah, man. You talk about, like, I've never had a broken rib, but I remember when Five had a rib bruise or something, he had a crack. And I asked him, and he's like, man, it's like every time you breathe, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, your lungs expanding and whatnot, it hurts. And I can't imagine, you know, what it's like trying to throw a football and then at the same time protect yourself. So, yeah, a lot going on.
You could tell it meant a lot to him when he had the tush-push touchdown, Kenny, and scored there. Look, grew up an Eagles fan. He had family there, beating the Cowboys for the division.
Yeah, didn't have to do a tush-push with a broken rib. That's crazy.
It's kind of weird they made that call when you think about it. Let's hear Darius Slay. Listen to what he said after the game about Kenny Pickett in the toughness he showed yesterday.
People always forget that Kenny was a starting quarterback in this league and won a lot of games over there in Pittsburgh before. So, we expect him to do great things, and he did that tonight and let y'all know that he's still here. And, some great throws by Kenny, man, big time. And then he had broken ribs a little bit. It's even better. You know what I'm saying? To see him out there just competing like that. Last person I seen do stuff like that was, like, Stafford. You know, Stafford played a real bad injuries and was still making hell of a plays. And to see him come out there and do that, man, shows his hot fears and how much he cares about his team to put us in a great position to win. So we appreciate him.
That's a pretty big cop comparing to the toughness of Matthew Stafford.
Well, he had a toughness. I mean, yeah. I can see that. Give me two gloves.
Well, he played well. And you know what? It should give us confidence that if Jalen has a moment where he goes out, he has to go to the medical tent. I think for two games here, Kenny Pickett has done a nice job in a reserve role. And how about Tanner McKee, Hugh? He came in before he threw four passes, two touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked like he was easy money. It's hard to come in a game and have that kind of success early. But it's a little bit easy when you got the receivers that you got the playmakers that you have on the squad.
Mm. Well, that does help. I mean, look, it's yesterday was a testament to their roster. I mean,
roster.
I mean, it's the best roster in the league. Everyone got all mad at me, you know, about a month ago when I said they could have won like three or four games this year with a backup. They just won by 34.
You know what's funny? I didn't know that you was going to go here today because I was thinking when Kenny Two Gloves was struggling. I was thinking to myself, well, that Joe's not going to be able to use that argument anymore. It didn't dawn on me that after he got it together that you would come back
of
to
course.
That.
Of course. They could have won four or five games this year. That's how good the roster is. People take it as a slight on Jalen. The reality is they're so good that I think they could have won four games this year without their starter. They won by 34 points yesterday.
Oh, you're doing your updated Kenny would have won rankings?
Yeah. No, listen, so, I think
the Cleveland game,
you're talking
Giant
about
game.
Petty.
It's just an update. Cleveland game, Giant game.
Coach.
Baltimore game, where the defense was amazing. Carolina game, and now Dallas game.
I can't believe he waited to 12:33.
Well, we had bigger fish to fry with
Saquon. In the Baltimore one, I'm a little bit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The defense
really
was dominant.
I know, but Baltimore has a pretty good defense. And with our back, I just don't know. That one, I don't think I'm going to get it.
Jalen completed 11 passes that day. Come on now.
We was turning the corner. This is, you come back to this.
They won by 34 yesterday with a second and third stringer. Here's the good news. They're in good hands. They're in good hands with these backup quarterbacks if they need them. Are they not?
I can't believe you did that today.
What?
I'm not the only one thinking it.
It's the only day we're on this week. No, what else is he going to do it?
But no. Okay, since that's the case, I'm not going to do it right now, but there's some stuff I want to roll out there. Come here.
Oh, you better be careful.
Go ahead. What you got?
So what about the Zach Ertz thing with Coach? Coach Sirianni, what about that?
Floor is yours.
So you're going to let me cook on this one, okay? Mm-hmm. No, because I heard about this, right? And initially when I heard about it, I was like, wait a minute, what? What? Because the story is that after the game, that Coach Sirianni.
The Commanders game last Sunday.
The Commodores game. After the game, the Commodores game. That Coach Sirianni went up to Zach Ertz. It says something to the effect. Now, this is secondhand now. Says something, that's why you ain't do nothing in the game. You didn't help your team win or something like that. I didn't believe it. I did not believe it because it didn't sound right. It didn't sound like it was something that coach. Well, let me pull this back a little bit. Let me pull it back just a little bit. It sounded like something Coach Sirianni would do, but I was like, but my thought was, why would he do that? And I had to get more information before I decided to say something about this. And then when I got the information, I just could not believe it. From what I heard, I wasn't there, and I think it's fair to say that. From what I heard, it was unsolicited. It was kind of like you just rolled up on him and said, that's why you ain't do nothing. You know, so much so that Coach Sirianni did had to call him and apologize. And I'm like, why? Why, Coach Sirianni? That's the question I'm asking. Why would you do that? What propelled you or compelled you, propelled and compelled, for you to do that? What was the purpose?
Well, not just to any. It's not just to a current player.
Eagles Hall of Famer.
And he played for him here.
Yes. Why would you do that?
Also, you just lost.
Yeah.
Like Tony. Like I.
Did Zach? Like, and so now I'm trying to figure it out. Did Zach say something to trigger you?
But even so, you're a head coach. Like, would Andy ever do that?
But my thing is this. What did Zach Ertz say to you that triggered you to that point?
I have no idea. I mean, the story came out last week in Dribs and Drabs, and then Sirianni, it came out that Sirianni called him to apologize.
So that's the thing, though, Joe. That's what got me. Why are you apologizing?
Well, because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you apologized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But probably embarrassed by it. That to me says that you instigated it, in my opinion. That's what it kind of sounds
like. I agree with you.
Would that surprise you?
You know what this all sets up? this story could go away unless it's the Commanders here in the first round. Then this thing's going to get dug up again.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about it.
Making my business to talk about it if that's the case.
This became a petty segment.
No, it was because I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Sirianni's lucky that we didn't have shows last week because this would have been a whole day.
Yes. Just real quick, while we're in the business of tying up loose ends, since we're going to be off the rest of the week.
Okay.
What?
We are.
I don't think you guys know
where I'm going with this.
No, we don't. I mean, we all have business to take care of this segment.
There was a moment that happened on the Eagles pregame show that I heard from Hugh.
What'd I do?
And it got a little PG-13 or rated R.
What'd I do?
Put the hand in the balls. Hey.
Countdown to kickoff, everybody.
Hey.
That's on you. That's on you.
I forgot about that one. No, because when I said, you know, we get a little, especially with Ike, it goes a little, not sideways, but it's different. And it's like, you know, you got to say pause a lot. So it was a lot of conversation going on and, you know, people talking about certain things. And okay, I got a little childish.
It was a clear slip up, but I don't know where your mind was at.
You gotta relax, man. give you 4 or 5 days off, it comes back, mine's in the gutter.
But it was just childish, and I started laughing. But Hey, we ain't letting nobody. We only got 4 hours a day, but damn, we're going to cram a lot into these 4 hours.
Oh, we are.
I mean, you can slip up. It's the fact that you acknowledged it and started laughing.
Because I was like, man, the balls. Because I forgot what we were talking about in that moment, but it was a couple other things that came up.
I think you were trying to say put the ball in the hands of your playmaker.
You know what it is? Since we're having full disclosure, like when they talk about putting 8 men in the box, and I look at Jordan, I'm like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
you did that to Ike yesterday.
I was like, 8 men in the box is crazy.
You load the box?
Yeah. When it's like, it's a loaded box. And I'm like, hey, loaded box.
That's a new drop, everybody. I mean, we're going to get a lot of new people that arrive with your kids, I'm sorry. I know, the kids are off this week.
It was just a tough two words to mix up the plural on.
I am so sorry.
Ball in the hands is much different than hand on the balls.
I know y'all riding, y'all like, what the hell? I am sorry. I know y'all going to take gifts back that they didn't want to. I'm sorry.
A big apology segment. Apologize to you, to everyone, for what you did.
So this would be this is my second apology that I've had.
I'm sorry
for, you know, making this conversation with your kids awkward right now. Because they're probably asking all kind of questions.
Here's something we're not going to apologize for. How about this poll Kyle put up? Who should be the Eagles' backup quarterback in the playoffs?
Oh, geez.
Pickett, McKee, or Hurts?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait a minute. People always get angry if I don't put every option in
you
there.
You got to put all the options.
I had to put every option in there.
He's got 9% of the vote.
Who the backup?
Well, Pickett's the backup.
I'm saying who in order, for the sake of the poll.
People have voted Pickett.
I put Hurts last.
39% put McKee through 4 passes, guys.
Two of them were touchdowns, Joe.
Geez.
You see his passer rating?
Did you see that throw that Pickett had before he got hurt?
Oh, that back shoulder ball to AJ was a beaut by Tanner.
The best texts that I get are the ones for Rhea. Shout out, because yesterday was Rhea's birthday,
by the way.
Happy
Rhea.
Belated birthday.
That's a big one. The Cowboys win, division title.
Oh, my goodness. But Rhea, like, you know, because we were the boss was ASA, so I'm talking to the boss. So I actually missed her text earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got her text, she was like, well, damn it, if we're going to, you know, and she used some colorful language.
Of course.
And she was like, if we're just going to run the ball, let's let McKee get in there and do the thing. So, yeah, she had a ball yesterday. I'm glad it finally worked out for, Kenny Two Gloves. Because early on, those two series that you're talking about where it was sputtering a little bit, those boo birds were out yesterday,
man. I mean, you want to talk about an I told you so season for our guy Howie Roseman, the Saquon thing, the quarterback factory. That thing was churning yesterday.
I mean, I think he should win Executive of the Year.
There's zero question. I mean, who else could?
I guess Minnesota maybe would.
Getting Darnold.
Yeah, but like, whatever. I mean, he's one of the top leaders for that. He needs to be. I mean, the only thing he didn't hit was Bryce Huff, who, by the way, played like 5 plays and he got hurt again yesterday and then came rolling back in. Did you notice Bryce Huff make any plays? Because I must have missed it.
What are you talking about? You talking to me?
Well, just anyone. I mean, you're the one yesterday was calling for like 4 sacks in the game for Bryce Huff.
He called for 4 sacks yesterday.
I'm driving home yesterday. The first report we get from Devin on the sidelines is Bryce Huff heading back to the locker room. Oh my God, this guy's kidding me.
No, let me tell you. He lined up right. And he lined up and they had a shot where he lined up and he was getting after the quarterback, and then you ain't seen no more the rest of the day. And I'm like, damn.
It's amazing how good the Eagles are with the highest expenditure they spent on anyone this offseason was Bryce Huff.
I still believe in him.
I know. Bless your heart.
At this point I ain't got no choice.
Bless your little heart.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
Yo, hey, listen, man. What's going on, man? Like, what is really good with y'all? You know, hey, this is crazy. Talk to me.
What you mean?
You know, we don't.
What you mean? What you talking about?
This is very disappointing.
What I'm saying is this, man. NFL's a war of attrition. You know what I mean? Whoever's left standing is who's going to win that chip. We don't have a bye week, man. So we got to come in this thing as healthy as possible. You know what I'm saying? Without a risk. And another thing is this. This thing about to get real in a couple weeks, man. We got the Green Bay Packers coming in here. It's a 12-win team, man.
Might be the Commodores.
It don't matter who it is. They look legit. And we talking about a damn record that don't mean nothing, man. When nobody talks about this record unless we are close, somebody's close to breaking it. or somebody get 1,800 yards, 2,000 yards like that. Saquon got 2,000 yards rushing. One of non-running backs to ever do that. That's good. That's good as plenty, man. We need to be focusing on this ring this year, man, because it's going to be the toughest road for us to get a championship. I'm tired of this Joel Embiid MVP campaign crap mindset we got. It's about a championship, man, a Super Bowl, something that a team, that's a real team's accomplishment, man. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, this is like, who cares about that record?
Soft.
Well, the players care, though.
Yeah, they care.
I mean, they care, but if Sirianni with that locker room and said, listen, we ain't doing it. We can't do it, y'all. They understand. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger fish to fry, man. You know what I'm saying? Bill Carbacton was banged up yesterday. And suppose we lose him or Lane.
He'll be trying to get
this record, man. It's like, come on, man. Now we know we're going into the playoffs hurt, wounded animals. No, man. No. I'm cool. I want that Super Bowl, man. Last time I checked, we got one ring. One. You know what I'm saying? That record, nobody talks about that record. I mean, they bring up every 5 years.
Well, it comes up anytime a running back's having a season close to this. I mean, Dickerson's all over the place.
And how often is that, Joe? How often is that?
Well, that's why it's rare. Yeah, it's rare.
I tell you, whenever we win a championship, you know what I'm saying, we're going to always be remembered for winning the Super Bowl. Nobody talks about Eric Dickerson until something like this happens. I understand where you guys coming from. It's a nice movie type of, you know, ending.
But you could have, Chuck, you could have both. You could have both.
But okay. And I could be rich too. You know what I'm saying? If I hit the lottery, I want to make sure my chances of winning the Super Bowl, you know, I want to make those chances possible. I want to make my chances, my odds of winning the Super Bowl more likely. And playing my starters in a meaningless game next week is not doing that. That's just irresponsible to put these guys out here at risk in a game that don't mean nothing. When you got the Green Bay Packers coming in on a Saturday, possibly, to play us at the link.
Well, the Saturday angle is interesting because that could impact how much they want to run Saquon if they do. And Chuck, we appreciate the phone call and have a happy new year because they could have to play in a short week. I just want to point this out because it's a math thing that I think we miss. You only get 7 inactives. There's only going to be 7 Eagles on Sunday that typically start that will be standing there without their pads on.
Yeah.
Only 7.
Yeah.
So, like...
People act like they're going to rest the whole squad.
Right. Like, so someone's got to play football on Sunday. They have a game. If they could forfeit it and just go to next weekend and fast forward, they probably would. But they can't. They have to play a football game on Sunday. Someone's got to be in uniform. So, like, if you don't want to play the O-line and Saquon because you value them more, all right, do we not value Zach Bond? Do we not value, let's throw out Jalen Carter and Darius
Slayton? Zach probably going to play...
I don't know. I would sit Zach Bond.
Jalen's going to play.
Jalen
ain't been in the league that long.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
I would sit him.
Nah, he going to play.
Well,
he young.
You don't want to sit anybody?
No, who's going to sit?
Yeah, who's going to sit?
Okay, next week. Okay, let me.
Slay?
Because I was looking at this.
Slay.
We talking about 7 people.
7 could be inactive.
It sounds like Lane wants to sit.
It does sound. It sounds
like the only one on the O-line.
It sounds like AJ
okay,
does too.
Okay, Lane will probably sit because he's OG. Jordan's playing. Jordan will love you, but they probably going to have your ass out there, dog.
He wants to play.
Slay? Yeah. Sit Slay?
Slay's going to sit.
CJ, GJ's been banged up 2 weeks in a row. I would say CJ. I would sit CJ.
N'Kobe's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Sweaty's not going to play.
So what are you up to, like 5 players now?
Yeah, that's 5.
We didn't even get to Hurts. Hurts might also be inactive, too.
Yeah,
that's 6.
That might be your quarterback. Blankenship ain't going to play. And CJ, GJ.
Blankenship?
No.
See that important?
see, don't do
I'm
that.
Being
don't
real.
Do that.
But you're sitting
the young cats, like the young cats playing. The young cats playing.
I want to sit the important players.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be
wait
mean
a minute,
to blanket
you, know
but
what,
let's be real.
Then I messed this up. Because what about AJ? AJ and Schmitty ain't playing. See, this is tough. You ain't got enough people. Somebody got to play, dog. Somebody gonna have to play.
By the way, mm-hmm. don't ever compare this to Joel Embiid winning the MVP, like Chuck did.
Yeah, well, I mean,
somebody wins an MVP every single year in every sport. You don't get a chance to break a world record.
I could also make the case someone wins a championship every year.
Sure, right. That's exactly right. I think he almost made the point for us that you don't bring this up often because it's very rare that you even get close to it, and then it even becomes a discussion. And then when it is, everyone wants to talk about it. It's interesting to fans. People want to see him go for this.
I just think we're so caught up in the idea of someone's going to get hurt.
No, that's a big deal.
It's cowardly. I just got to say.
That's so strong.
What are the odds someone's going to get hurt and miss the game next week? Like I see, like we do odds for all the time, right? We talk about chances, percentages.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 3%?
Yeah. Especially if he only plays like a half.
I know.
I mean, you take a chance with that every time you go out there and play.
Well, exactly. And then look, I think the Jalen thing is a little bit different because when you get a concussion, you're more susceptible to another one quickly. And I don't know if there's nothing to gain for me to put Jalen out there for a half to throw five passes and hand the ball off. Like Saquon has something to gain. The team wants him to gain it. I think the Jalen thing is a separate thing. I actually, if I had to guess, Jalen's not going to play Sunday. I don't think they're going to put him out there because I don't think there's anything to gain for Jalen. I think he could knock off that rust in practice and go play a game in the playoffs the week after. There's something to gain here, and players want to do this. I just don't know how Sirianni is going to look that team in the face and say, "Now we're sitting Saquon, we're sitting the O-line." I think it'd be a mistake. David in Doylestown, what's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up, David?
Just living in the big blue world.
He's singing your song, Hugh.
Living in this big blue world. Oh, he hit me with the because you know it's funny because before you know we're gonna be in baseball season again.
Yeah, we got a Super Bowl to get to. We got to get to New Orleans first. Hugh, take a deep breath. Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I got something to say. How about that K2G yesterday? Broken rib embodies that
K2G
spirit. Came out there and did it, baby.
K2G
got that win. Let Saquon K2G. Run for that record. Let's do it, man. Enough with this. I don't want my team going into the playoffs suntan with a belly full of home-cooked food. I want them to be black-eyed and bruised and angry.
There we go. Black-eyed, bruised, and angry. Who needs rest, Hugh? Put them out there.
I'm still stuck on K2G. Where did that come from?
What does that mean?
Oh, I got K2G. Kenny Two Glove.
Kenny Two Glove.
Oh. Yeah, you gave him a nickname. You like that?
It sounds better than Kenny Two Gloves. Almost sounds like an insult.
Yeah.
So K2G puts a little bit of
it. It's meant to be an insult.
Well, I know, but like he's our guy right now.
You're insulting Kenny.
Did you see the way he played?
He knows he's going to get traded.
I don't like his haircut.
He showed his whole ass yesterday.
He did show his ass yesterday, though. That's good. Look at Joe. He picked up.
I got it. Figured it out. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I got one for Hugh before I go.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Hugh,
yes.
Apparently you can handle the balls with your hands. You can eat one of them bacon rack hot dogs without a fork. Come on, man. I have faith in you. You can do it.
You could do it, Hugh.
All right.
I see what you did there. That's not funny. Hey, listen. You can't get name him K2G and then like insult the host. That's not you can't do that.
Well, he did it. I mean, he did it. This segment
that was a pretty good insult.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's Roarsford location is now open, and another one is coming soon to Langhorne. If you're looking for a great spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. All right, so we got a lot to do here in the final hour of the show today, and our final hour of 2024. Here's what we got coming up here. We will dive into the playoff machine. The possibilities, there's only now two. The Eagles are locked into the 2 seed, and there's only two possibilities of who's going to end up as the 7 seed here in the NFC. We'll go through what has to happen for it to either be the Commanders or the Packers coming up here, and we'll get to some funny Cowboys audio next. You're going to have to hear this.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons.
Yeah, there's nothing funnier than the Cowboys losing and all the hilarity that ensues when they do. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon play for the record? Yes, go for it.